The American Orthodox assertion is that this is all due to Putin's aggression. That's the phrase, Putin's aggression. And here, too, we find myths, beginning with this fundamental one. And I apologize to Ukrainians or people of Ukrainian descent in the room, but I think if they think about it, they'll agree with me. All this talk of the Ukraine and the Ukrainian people striving to be free of Russian influence and join the West is, to put it politely, fragmentary. For centuries, Ukraine has been a divided country. It's not my fault. It's not Putin's fault. It's God's fault. Centuries of being formed from fragments of different empires left Ukraine divided religiously, ethnically, economically, politically, geographically, mainly between the pro-Russian eastern provinces and the western provinces that look to Europe, but not only. You find both sides in central Ukraine, even in Kiev. When this crisis began, Ukraine had one state, but it wasn't in the sense that the rhetoric has it, one country. It should have remained one country. It was struggling to do that after the end of the Soviet Union. But anybody who was going to tamper with this delicate balance in Ukraine either had an evil deed on his or her mind, or didn't know history, or didn't know Ukraine. So the civil war that we now see in Ukraine is not Putin's fault. It was latent, at very least, latent in Ukrainian society and history all along.